NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration says it remains confident it will prevail in a series of lawsuits challenging the requirement some religious organizations ensure their workers have access to contraceptive coverage under the Affordable Care Act. As NPR's Julie Rovner explains, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor stepped in New Year's Eve to lay potential fines in one of the pending cases.
Last summer, the administration attempted to find a compromise to ensure that those who work for religious hospitals, universities, and the like have access to contraceptive coverage as required under the health law, while still respecting the principles of their religious employers. The compromise requires insurers or other third parties to provide the coverage. But many religious employers say the compromise still falls short and have sued. Following Justice Sotomayor's action in a Colorado case, one of about 20 similar cases still pending, the White House said it's confident its rules have struck an appropriate and legal balance. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Legal pot went on sale in Colorado this morning, and long lines remain constant at the state's more than three dozen stores. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus reports.
At several Denver locations, hundreds of customers showed up to be among the first to buy recreational marijuana. Brandon Harris and his buddy drove out from Ohio Tuesday night.
Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity here to be some of the first to obtain legal marijuana when it's something illegal in our state.
But the demand has threatened some businesses' ability to keep up. Tony Fox, owner of a Denver pot shop, was asked if she had enough.
Today, yes. Tomorrow, I don't know.
She says if demand doesn't let up, there could be serious shortages ahead. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.
Sworn in at 1 minute after midnight this morning, New York City's new mayor, Bill de Blasio, wasted little time in getting down to business. Mayor-elect naming a new city labor director who's promising to take a more sympathetic stance toward public workers when the nation's largest city begins to renegotiate expired contracts. De Blasio also said he's dedicated to a more equitable city for all its residents.
So let me be clear. When I said I would take dead aim at the tail of two cities, I meant it.
Public employees unions in New York are demanding up to $8 billion in retroactive pay increases as part of new contracts left by the outgoing mayor, Michael Bloomberg, who held the post for 12 years. Italian automaker Fiat has agreed to buy the 41.5% of Chrysler it doesn't already own. Fiat and its CEO Sergio Marchionne agreeing to pay $4.35 billion for the stake of the company currently owned by the United Auto Workers Retiree Healthcare Trust. The deal means Fiat will have full ownership of Chrysler less than 5 years after the company's government-financed bankruptcy. The deal is expected to close later this month. After closing out one of the best years in decades, Wall Street is closed today for the New Year's holiday. You're listening to NPR. Officials in Somalia now say at least half a dozen people are dead, with a number likely to go higher after a series of car bombings in the capital of Mogadishu. Police say a number of others were wounded in the attack. Two of the car bombs exploded outside a hotel in the capital, often used by foreigners and government officials. Those in the know there say it's not clear who is to blame for the attack, so such bombings are frequently carried out by the Al-Qaeda-linked rebel group Al-Shabaab. A new law that takes effect in Connecticut today, making it illegal to have an unregistered assault weapon or magazine clip holding more than 10 bullets. Remember station WSHU, Abang Udama reports state officials say the law will make it easier to keep track of assault weapons.
Connecticut State Police say a week before the midnight December 31st deadline, more than 17,000 gun owners had registered assault weapons and large capacity magazine clips. Governor Daniel Malloy says this means a lot of assault weapons are now registered.
That doesn't represent 17,000. It represents many more than that. Some of these folks own upwards of 100 of those. Many folks own multiples. But this has been a very successful program. It's been executed relatively well.
21st graders and six educators were killed in the December 2012 school shooting in Newtown. The gunman used a legally purchased Bushmaster assault rifle loaded with a 30-round magazine clip. Such a weapon must now be registered. For NPR News, I'm Ebong Udama in Connecticut.
More wintry weather in the forecast for parts of New England and upstate New York, where weather watchers are calling for up to a foot of additional snow overnight as a new storm moves through. New York City, meanwhile, could see as much as 7 inches of snow. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.